This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw several American troops injured. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. At a news conference, the World Health Organization Director General says vaccines are on the way to countries affected by Mpox.
The safety and efficacy of vaccines are our highest priority. We will not take shortcuts.
The WHO says Mpox outbreaks in Africa could end in as little as 6 months. For expanded coverage and more stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day or follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones reports.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The collision near the Sabine Shoal was their fifth maritime confrontation in a month. The United Nations released $100 million on Friday for humanitarian emergencies in 10 countries in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and the Caribbean. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Acting UN Humanitarian Chief Joyce M. Suya said a lack of funding in these countries is preventing aid agencies from providing life-saving assistance, and that is heart-wrenching. More than one-third of the new funding from the Central Emergency Response Fund, known as CERF, will go to Yemen, where a civil war is now in its 10th year, in Ethiopia, where government forces are fighting several rebel groups in its regions, as well as ethnic-related insurgencies. Yemen is getting $20 million and Ethiopia $15 million. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Donald Trump's lawyers are seeking the dismissal of the 2020 election subversion case filed against the former president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are laying out a series of likely challenges to the case, which charges Trump with plotting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Their key argument is that a new and more limited indictment issued by prosecutors this week still contains allegations they say are covered by the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Prosecutors already stripped away allegations related to Trump's dealings with the Justice Department, but left in counts surrounding Trump's badgering his vice president to refuse to certify the electoral votes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tugboats are expected to begin towing a damaged Greek oil tanker on Sunday, Yemen's Houthi foreign minister said, as the vessel remains adrift and on fire in the Red Sea. The tanker, which the Houthis and maritime sources have said has been rigged with explosives, is laden with about 1 million barrels of crude oil. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.